ಸರ್ವೇಷಾಂ ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರ. ಯೋಗಸೂತ್ರ ಪರಿಚಯ ವರ್ಗಸ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟಾವಿಂಶಃ ಅವಧಿಃ. ಮಂಗಲ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇನ ಆರಂಭಂ ಕುರ್ಮಃ. ಯೋಗೇನ ಚಿತ್ತಸ್ಯ ಪದೇನ ವಾಚಾಂ ಮಲಂ ಶರೀರಸ್ಯ ಚ ವೈದ್ಯಕೇನ ಯೋಪಾಕರೋತ್ತಂ ಪ್ರವರಂ ಮುನೀನಾಂ ಪತಂಜಲಿಂ ಪ್ರಾಂಜಲಿರಾನತೋಸ್ಮಿ. ಗತ ವರ್ಗಸ್ಯ ಪುನರವಲೋಕನಂ, ರಿವ್ಯೂ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ವಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಭೂತಜಯ, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ ಓವರ್ ದ ಭೂತಾಸ್, ದ ಪಂಚಭೂತಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಫೈವ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್, ಸ್ಥೂಲ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಅನ್ವಯ ಅರ್ಥವತ್ವ ಸಂಯಮಾತ್ ಭೂತಜಯ. ಸ್ಥೂಲ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಅನ್ವಯ ಅರ್ಥವತ್ವ ಆರ್ ದ ಫೈವ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪಂಚಭೂತಾಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಬೈ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಸಂಯಮ ಧಾರಣಾ ಧ್ಯಾನ ಸಮಾಧಿ ಆನ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪಂಚಭೂತಾಸ್, ಒನ್ ಗೇನ್ಸ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ ಓವರ್ ದ ಫೈವ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್. ಬೈ ದಟ್ ಅಣಿಮಾದಿ ಪ್ರಾದುರ್ಭಾವ, ಅಟೈನ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್ ಪವರ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಆರ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಪವರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಕಾಯ ಸಂಪತ್, ತದ್ಧರ್ಮ ಅನಭಿಘಾತ, ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಅನ್ಎಫೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಫೈವ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್. ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆರ್ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಭೂತಜಯ. ನೌ ವಿ ಮೂವ್ ಟು ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಟ್, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಜಯ. ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಸೂತ್ರ 47th ಸೂತ್ರ ಈಸ್ ಗ್ರಹಣ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಅಸ್ಮಿತಾ ಅನ್ವಯ ಅರ್ಥವತ್ವ ಸಂಯಮಾತ್ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಜಯ. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ ಟು ದ ಭೂತಜಯ ಸೂತ್ರ, ವಿಚ್ ರೆಕಮೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಫೈವ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜಸ್ ಆರ್ ಫೈವ್ ಲೆವೆಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಭೂತಾಸ್. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ದ ಫೈವ್ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಫೈವ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್, ಗ್ರಹಣ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಅಸ್ಮಿತಾ ಅನ್ವಯ ಅರ್ಥವತ್ವ ಸಂಯಮ. ಗ್ರಹಣ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಾಂ ವೃತ್ತಿ ಗ್ರಹಣಂ, ಶಬ್ದಾದಿಷು ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಾಂ ವೃತ್ತಿ ಗ್ರಹಣಂ. ವ್ಯಾಸ ಸೇಸ್ ದಿ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಫಂಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಸ್ ಆಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ಪಿಂಗ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಔಟ್ಸೈಡ್, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಗ್ರಹಣಂ. ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ, ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಈಸ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರಿಂಗ್ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಆಸ್ ಅ ದ್ರವ್ಯಂ ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿಶೇಷ ಗುಣಾಸ್, ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಜೆನರಿಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ. ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇನ್ ಗ್ರಹಣ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಫಂಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆರ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟೆಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರಹಣ. ಅಂಡರ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರಿಂಗ್ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ದೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ದ್ರವ್ಯ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೋತ್ ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ಗುಣಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿಶೇಷ ಗುಣಾಸ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ಗುಣ ಈಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕ ಅಹಂಕಾರ, ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ವಿಶೇಷ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಐ ಈಸ್ ಟು ಸಿ, ದಿ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ears is to listen, the nature of the sense of touch is to feel. So all these, so considering or the aspect of the senses themselves being a substance dravya possessing samanya and vishesha gunas is the swarupa. The functioning of the indriyas as of grasping various objects outside according to their respective capacities is grahana. And the third one is asmita. Asmita refers to sattvika ahankara, which is the source of the jnanendriyas. So as per the yogic literature we see that the ahankara is of three types: sattvika ahankara, tamasika ahankara and rajasika ahankara. From Sattika Ahankara evolve the senses. From Rajasika Ahankara the Karmendriyas. So from Sattika Ahankara Jnanendriyas evolve. From Rajasika Ahankara Karmendriyas evolve. And then from Tamasika Ahankara the Tanmatras, Pancha Tanmatras, which are the source of the Pancha Bhutas, they evolve. So Asmita here refers to the Sattika Ahankara, which are the cause of which of the five senses. That is Asmita. That is the third form of the senses. Anvaya and Arthavatva are same as that of what has been stated in relation to the Panchabhutas. Anvaya again here refers to the three gunas, which are at the source of even the Ahankara. They are the causes. They are intertwined in their effects, like Ahankara, Indriyas, etc. So Sattvika Guna, Sattva Guna, Rajo Guna and Tamo Guna, all these three are here referred to as Anvaya. The fifth form of the Indriyas, Arthavatva, and these three Gunas, the Artha or the purpose of their existence is the Bhoga or the Apavarga, the worldly experience or the realization. It is for this purpose they exist, these three Gunas. These are the five forms of the senses, which are associated with the senses. And by practicing Sanyama on this, Indriya Jaya, success or control over the senses happen, is achieved. And through this, the 48th Sutra says, the powers that are achieved through Indriya Jaya, by this Sanyama is, Tato Manojavitvam Vikarana Bhavaha Pradhana Jayascha. So by this Sanyama for Indriya Jaya, Manojavitvam, speed like that of the mind, Vikarana Bhavaha, knowledge without the aid of bodily instruments, and Pradhana Jayaha, mastery over the Pradhana. All these three are achieved. Manojavitvam, Manojava is Java, speed, Manaha, mind. So one, the body of a person can move at the rate of the speed of the mind. And Vikarana Bhavaha, Kaya Nirapekshanam Indriyanam Abhimata Deshakala Visheshapekshaha Vrittilabhaha. The senses can wander independent of the body. Vikarana Bhavaha. Karana here refers to the body. So even without the support of the body, the senses can move about both in space and time to see or perceive whatever the yoga practitioner desires to know in space or time. That is Vikarana Bhavaha and Pradhana Jayaha. Prakriti Vikareshu Vashitvam. Absolute control over all the effects of the Prakriti. That is achieved. So this comes out of Indriya Jaya. Now we move on to the next sutra. Sattva Purusha Anyata Khyati Matrasya Sarvabhava Adhishthatratvam Sarvajnatratvam Cha. So far various siddhis were mentioned. And this siddhi, which were worldly in nature, now Viveka Khyati or the knowledge of discrimination is presented here. And even by the attainment of knowledge of discrimination between Prakriti and Purusha, various worldly powers are achieved. So those are mentioned in the sutras here, in this sutra. Sattva Purusha Anyata Khyati Matrasya. So by knowing that Sattva or the intellect and Purusha, that is the soul, Anyata, that is the difference, or the fact that Sattva or the intellect and the Purusha are not one and the same, they are different from each other. By that khyati, by that knowledge, by the complete knowledge of that, what results is sarva bhava adhishtatratvam sarva jnatratvam cha. That is supremacy of all states of existence, that is omnipotence and omniscience. So that is sarva jnatratvam, so knowing everything. So these are the results of attainment of viveka khyati. See, viveka khyati not only brings or leads a person to kaivalya or the state of liberation, but it also bestows sarva bhava adhishtatratvam. Bhava here refers to all the beings. Sarva bhava, all the beings, adhishtatratvam, being powerful, being supreme among all the beings, that power is also achieved as the prakriti is completely known by this. So all the effects of the prakriti or all those, for all the beings that are under the influence of prakriti, comes under the control of the yogi and sarva jnatratvam. So the knowledge, as viveka khyati is the highest knowledge, as viveka khyati is achieved, then all knowledge is achieved, and hence by viveka khyati sarva bhava adhishtatratvam and sarva jnatratvam, both these result. And now the next one, tadvairagyadapi dosha bijakshaye kaivalyam. Sadashiva Brahmendra says the attainment of sarva bhava adhishtatratvam and sarva jnatratvam, these two, they are also technically called as vishoka siddhi. The siddhi is named as vishoka. Now moving to the next sutra, sutra 50, tadvairagyadapi dosha bijakshaye kaivalyam. So tadvairagyam, tadvairagyam refers to by vairagya in the siddhis that is achieved through the previous sanyama, by sattva purusha anyata khyati, a person who has achieved the knowledge of sattva, knowledge of difference between sattva and purusha, he attains sarva bhava adhishtatratvam and sarva jnatratvam by having by being detached from that sattva purusha anyata khyati, and also the resultant benefit, what is achieved is dosha bija kshayam, that is being attached to that benefit of controlling every being and knowing everything will again lead to various kleshas. So kleshas are the dosha bijas. Dosha bija, the cause of error of getting into the worldly life. Dosha is mistakes or errors, bija the cause. So dosha bija refers to the kleshas. If one starts developing attachment towards the powers that he possesses due to the superior practice of yoga, this will again lead to various kleshas, raga, dvesha, etc., and then it will lead to the downfall. So a person who has renounced even that high power that is achieved, tadvairagya, then all the possibilities, all the seeds of mistakes, they are completely burnt, and then it unfailingly leads to kaivalya. So viveka khyati of course bestows supreme powers, but a person who is detached even from the powers that are bestowed by the highest viveka khyati, he is the one who is said to achieve Kaivalya, and the others, even having reached such a high position as that of attaining Viveka Khyati, there is a possibility of their downfall, as Dosha Bija will still lurk in their case. So this is Tad Vairagyadapi Dosha Bija Kshaye Kaivalyam. Now comes an interesting sutra. Sthanyupanimantrane Sangasmaya Karanam Punar Anishta Prasangat. So it is in the same tone of the previous sutra. This sutra also comes, where it says that for a yogi who has attained a higher state like Viveka Khyati, as there are internal possibilities of the re-emergence of kleshas by succumbing to various powers, by succumbing to the powers that he attains internally, there are also possibilities that externally also the higher beings will try to lure him away. So he should be wary of that also. So internally also he should make his mind strong so that he is not carried away by all the successes that he has achieved through yoga. And as there is a possibility of such an internal weakness in a yogi, similarly externally also certain beings that live in a higher sphere of existence, they will lure a yogi with various benefits. So he should be wary of that also. Sthani upanimantrane. Sthani are those beings which are divine astral beings. This refers to the divine beings which are beyond the normal perception, who cannot be perceived by normal eyes. So they are Sthanis, Indra and other gods, and Sthani upanimantrane. So they will invite a yogi who has achieved tremendous success in his practice. Sangasmaya akaranam. So beautifully Sadashiva Brahmendra in his commentary describes as to how will be the invitation. So the higher beings like Indra and other gods, they will be inviting a yogi to partake various enjoyments. Bho yogin iha asyatam swargadi sthane ramyatam. Oh yogin, please come sit along with us. Swargadi sthane ramyatam, come and enjoy the pleasures of heaven. So idam kamaniyeyam kanya divyoyam bhogaha rasayanam idam jaramrutyu nivaranam idam kamagam yanam. So various pleasures that are associated with the heaven, everything will be presented to the yogi. Evam prarthane sangaha asaktihi. So when such a allurement comes, a yogi should be careful in not having sangha or attachment towards that. He should not think, aho mama yoga prabhavaha. See the greatness of my yoga. So, and let me take it. He should not get trapped by those invitations. And not only that, this is sangha and smaya. Neither should he think that, this is because of, though I will not get attached to all these things, all these offerings, but still see the power that I am being invited by such divine beings. Even such a thought should also not come into the mind of a yogi. Neither should he accept the offerings, the allurements of the divine beings, nor should he think that, see the capability, see my achievements, though I will not accept, see the stage or refinement that I have achieved. So such a pride also should not find a place in the mind of a yogi. That is smaya. Sangha smaya akaranam. He should neither have a sangha attachment, nor should he have pride in his achievement of such an invitation by divine beings. Punar anishta prasanga. If he entertains any such thought, sangha or smaya, then there is every possibility that anishta, the thing that he does not desire, that is falling back into the worldly ways again, that becomes possible. The kleshas become enlivened. They become active, and then they might pull a yogi down. And hence, this is a warning that is given by Patanjali in his Yoga Sutra, that a person who aspires to achieve Kaivalya should be careful in neither having attachment to the refined objects of enjoyments that will come his way towards the final steps of yoga, nor should he have a sense of pride in achieving such a great position. So that is Sthanyupanimantrane Sangasmaya Karanam Punar Anishta Prasanga. And now comes another Siddhi, a Sanyama, again a higher Sanyama, to attain Vivekajam Jnanam, the knowledge of discrimination of Prakriti and Purusha. So there are various ways of the attainment of knowledge of Prakriti and Purusha. Here, another Sanyama is presented to attain Prakriti and Purusha Viveka. Kshana tat kramayoho sanyamat vivekajam jnanam. So by doing sanyama on kshana and krama, vivekaja jnanam, knowledge of discrimination is attained. What is kshana? Abhedyaha kala vibhagaha kshanaha. The fundamental unit of time is called as kshana, which cannot be split any further. For example, hours are split into minutes, minutes are split into seconds. So in this way, these are splittable units of time. That unit of time which is unsplittable, which cannot be divided any further, the basic unit of time is called as kshana. And the flow of kshana is called as krama. Kshananam samuhaha refers to the higher units like minutes, hours, etc. Whereas kshana is the basic unit. And krama refers to kshananam kramaha. Kramaha refers to ayam asmat purvaha kshanaha, ayam uttaraha kshanaha, iti kshananam kramaha, kramasya paurvaparyasya cha sanyamaha. So the flow of krama is the flow of kshana is called as krama. So this is the first kshana, this is the second kshana, this is the third kshana. So by focusing on the kshanas and also the flow of the kshanas, which is called as krama, sanyama on this leads to vivekajam jnanam. By this ati sukshmanam bheda sakshatkaraha vivekaha bhavati, which means kshana is the minutest particle of time, and krama refers to the flow of the kshanas. By sanyama on the kshana and the kramas, what results is atisukshmanam bheda sakshatkaraha, the knowledge of a difference even a very subtle difference between things manifests. So by doing Sanyama on the subtle unit of time, the fundamental unit of time, Ati Sukshma Beda Sakshatkaraha, very subtle difference. Things may look absolutely similar, but there will be subtle difference in them. So even such subtle differences can also be brought about by this Kshana Tatkrama Sanyama. So Tena Yugapad Vyadadi Purushanta Sakshatkaraha Jayate Ityarthaha. Sadashiva Brahmendra further says, by this, as a yogi can know all the subtle differences that exist in various objects, then everything is completely known, the true nature of everything, beginning from the vast sky to the Purusha or the Self. Everything is clearly perceived by such a yogi. So this is Vivekajam Jnanam, which arises out of Kshana, Sanyama on Kshana and the Krama. And the benefit of this is presented in the next sutra, Jati Desha, Jati Lakshana Deshaihi Anyatana Vachedat Tulyayoho Tataha Pratipattihi. By this Kshana Tat Krama Sanyama, what results is Tulya Pratipattihi. Normally, we differentiate between two objects. So, this object is different from this object by jati, by their nature, by their by the category to which they belong to. For example, we differentiate between a cow and a horse because cow is of a different species and a horse is of a different species. Jati, the source, or the way the species to which, or the category to which they belong to. So by that we differentiate between two entities, jati, lakshana. Even between two cows, so two cows belong to the same species, but still we differentiate between two cows because one is gray in color, the other is red in color. So we differentiate by lakshana, various characteristics. Even though the jati is same, by lakshana or various characteristics, we differentiate between two things. Jati, lakshana, deshaihi. And two things are absolutely identical. Both the cows are red in color, but still we differentiate between the two, as this is different from that, because with the help of the desha, the place in which they stand. So this is standing in the front and this is standing in the back. So this is how we differentiate between objects, by jati, the category to which they belong to. Even when the jati is the same, we differentiate by the characteristic marks. And even if they are same, to the position of them, the relative position, we differentiate between two things. But if none of these factors exist, which will help to differentiate one thing from the other, then how to differentiate? This Kshanakrama Sanyama will help a yogi to differentiate between the extremely similar things. Tulya Pratipatti. Tulya means similar, Pratipatti hi knowledge. So things which are undiscernible, things which cannot be discerned as different either by jati, desha or lakshana, by the sanyama of kshana and tatkrama, a person, a yogi, will be capable of understanding that, the subtle difference. The example that is given here is, yes, two amalakas or berries are placed, which are absolutely similar to each other. If someone asks a yogi to look that side and removes one among the two amalakas and then asks which amalaka, which was the amalaka or the berry in among the two berries, so which is this? So such subtle differences can be brought out by a yogi by the practice of the kshana tatkrama sanyama tulya pratipattihi. Now these are the benefits of viveka jnana. So previously viveka khyati led to various powers like sarvabhava adhishtatratvam and sarvajnatratvam. Viveka jnanam, which is attained through kshana and tatkrama sanyama, leads to tulya pratipattihi. And now we gradually move towards the final stage, that is kaivalya, in the last two sutras of this pada. This vivekajam jnanam, which is attained, of course helps in tulya pratipatti, identifying the extremely identical things, identifying the difference between extremely identical things. But the real purpose of that vivekaja jnanam is that it is such sensitivity towards the objects outside, which helps to cross the ocean of worldly life. This same vivekaja jnanam is called as tarakam in the next sutra, the penultimate sutra of the third pada. Tarakam sarva vishayam sarvatha vishayam akramam cheti vivekajam jnanam. So a worldly benefit of the vivekaja jnana is tulya pratipattihi, that is identifying identical objects. But the real nature of viveka, the real power or the real benefit that this vivekaja jnana bestows, is that it is this knowledge, this extreme sensitivity towards the objects outside, which makes a yogi to differentiate between the real purusha and the prakriti. So it is this subtle knowledge, or the knowledge to bring about the subtle difference between the intellect and the purusha, which look extremely identical, that leads him from bondage to liberation. And hence this vivekaja jnanam is called as tarakam. And tarayati iti tarakam, it helps him cross this worldly life. And this vivekaja jnanam is sarva vishayam. It encompasses all kinds of knowledge, and sarvatha vishayam, and it also bestows the ability to yogi to know about all the states of any given object or every given object. He knows about the past, present and future of any given object that is presented before him. So this vivekaja jnanam is not only tarakam, which helps cross the worldly life, it also helps a yogi to know about everything and the state of everything. Sarvatha vishayam, their past, present and future, akramam, and without any sequence, all knowledge flash before his eyes at the same time, simultaneously. So he knows everything. Nothing is hidden before him. So that is the great knowledge that is bestowed, that is the great power that is bestowed upon a yogi who succeeds in kshana and tatkrama sanyama. This is vivekajam jnanam. This is the final siddhi that is presented. And the last sutra mentions about kaivalya. Sattva purushayoho shuddhi samye kaivalyam. So the vivekaja jnana leads the purification of the sattva. Sattva refers to the intellect. So, Sattva Shuddhi, when the Sattva is extremely refined by this Viveka Jnana, what happens is that it becomes extremely subtle and bereft of all worldly attachment, and hence it becomes as pure as Purusha. There is nothing called Purusha Shuddhi. There is nothing called the purification of Purusha. Purusha is ever pure, eternally pure. It is the Sattva which raises itself to the level of Purusha by attaining this Vivekaja Jnanam. Vivekaja Jnanasya Phalam. So this is the phala, the benefit of attaining this Vivekaja Jnanam. So the Sattva raises its purity to the level of Purusha, to the level, so that it very honestly, without distorting the image of Purusha, it reflects the Purusha. And when this Samya, or the level of similarity of purity, Shuddhi, between Sattva and Purusha is achieved through this Vivekaja Jnanam, then it leads to Kaivalyam. Gradually, the mind attains Pratiprasava. The mind gradually rolls back into its cause, that is Prakriti, and it is Purusha that remains in his pristine form. So this is the final. Kaivalya is the final Siddhi that is presented in this Vibhuti Pada. So it is very beautiful indeed that the last Siddhi is Kaivalya. And it very clearly points to the fact that though various kinds of siddhis are there, this is the final siddhi that a yogi should aspire to attain. So hence it is presented in the final sutra of the Vibhuti Pada. So there ends the third chapter, Vibhuti Pada. And in a way, it also establishes the link with the fourth Pada, which is Kaivalya Pada, which describes about the state of Kaivalya. It also discusses the need or the, it also discusses various proofs, various logical proofs regarding the existence of Atma or Purusha. And it clearly states, mind is not the ultimate entity. It is the Atma or Purusha which is the final entity. And the final stages of the mind of a yogi who is set to attain Kaivalya, that is also presented in the Kaivalya Pada. Hence, the last sutra of the Vibhuti Pada on Kaivalya, in a way, stands as a bridge to this chapter and the next chapter. So we will take up the Kaivalya Pada in the next class. Yogena chittasya padena vacham malam sharirasya cha vaidyakena yopakarottam pravaram muninam patanjalim pranjaliranatosmi. Dhanyavadah.